This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a time.
Oh yes, it's most certainly like that. It's most certainly the way it is. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. If you've just been listening to Phoenix FM or you've been listening to it throughout the afternoon, you'll know I was a co-host slash guest host with Ian Lee on Drive Time since 3 o'clock. And somehow I'm still here after the news at 6 o'clock with my regular show. But excitingly, although Ian Lee has gone, Winnie, who you heard a bit earlier, is back. Winnie's there.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, I'm so pleased I've got you on my own. I'm all of a quiver.
Well, we're all pleased, Winnie. It's lovely to see you. Yes,
lovely to be here.
Do you know? You know, I like to celebrate funny holidays that happen while I'm broadcasting. Do you know?
Oh, you're one for those, aren't you, Mr. Simmons? Oh, yes.
Do you know what it is today?
Oh, I don't know.
If I should tell you this, really, Winnie, but it's Goose Day today.
Oh, I do like a nice goose, Mr. Simmons. Are you proposing to have me round for Christmas?
No, not at all. I was just going to do some kind of wacky pun about your goose is cooked or something like that.
Oh, God, then make me laugh. Go on, say it now.
It's already happened.
Okay. Oh. Oh, that's nice, Mr. Simmons.
You were listening earlier. Well done, Winnie. That's lovely. Now, are you a tea drinker or a coffee drinker, Winnie?
Oh, I like a nice cup of tea in the morning. I like a nice cup of tea in the evening. I like a nice cup of tea with a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea in the morning. I can't stand tea, Mr. Simmons.
Oh, really?
I'm a coffee drinker.
But you wrote that song about tea.
No, I didn't write it, Mr. Simmons. It's an old 1930s tune.
Oh, really?
Yes, Mr. Simmons. I thought you were a man of the world. You've disappointed me.
I have let myself down there. It was obviously a bit before my time. But there you go. But you like coffee then, Winnie?
No.
Oh, you don't like...
No, I don't like any hot drinks. No, they burn my lips.
Right, you prefer cold drinks.
Oh, yes.
What about an alcoholic beverage?
Oh, I do like a tipple, Mr. Simmons.
I bet you do,
I do like a nice Baileys before bed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a lovely Baileys before... A pint of Baileys and I'm gone.
Something to warm your cockles.
Oh, no. No, don't get Willie excited. My Willie get excited at night. No.
No, oh,
no, don't warm his cockles, Mr. Simmons.
I'll make sure I don't. Thanks for the warning. The other day is today, Winnie, is Broadway Musicals Day.
Oh, I do like a musical.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do like...
You like the show tune?
I do love a show tune, yes. Yeah. If I was a rich man. Hey, yabby dabby 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 do. That was great. Flintstones, Fiddler on the Roof.
Have you ever had any problems with Fiddler on the Roof?
No.
No.
No, but Willie got drunk once.
Did he?
And he got up. He got up on the roof. He did.
Dear.
He did. And he weed in the gutter.
Oh, that's awful.
He became a piddler on the roof. Mr. Simmons, he was a piddler on the roof.
That's brilliant, Willie. Well, I'm slightly copping out. And although it's Broadway Musicals Day, we're thinking about Mamma Mia, the ABBA musical.
Oh, you can't call that a musical, Mr. Simmons. That's a dire disgrace. A disgrace. A pop song.
Well, there's a track from it that's going to open the show on Musicals
Day. Oh, no, Mr. Simmons.
I'm sorry, it's got to happen.
What are you going to do?
You'll like the title, Winnie.
Oh, I do.
Lay All Your Love on Me.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, you cheeky monkey.
Don't come any closer.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's great to have you along on this fabulous Tuesday evening. I remember looking at the weather for this week and it said it was going to be terrible all day this week. And it's been bright sunshine for a lot of today. And it still looks relatively pleasant outside as I look out the window of our Brentwood studio here in the heart of the Brentwood Centre, Phoenix FM. Brilliant to have you here, 98.0 FM if you're in the local area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. And I'm not going to say this too much now because I don't want to bore everyone with it, but there is now a streaming webcam feed into the studio so you can actually see what's going on. As I'm saying these words, I'm waving at the webcam. The sheer excitement people must be feeling who've tuned in to our Mixcloud live feed, which is wonderful. Thank you very much if you're joining us in that way. You can now WhatsApp us as well, 07783627726. You can catch up with us on social media, Phoenix FM, Phoenix FM on Twitter and Facebook, and Phoenix 98 FM on Instagram. You can email us radio@phoenixfm.com. During the next track, I will put up the Mixcloud webcam link on my Facebook page. If you want to contact me directly, and we do encourage interactivity on the show that goes like this, we absolutely love it. So please get in touch in the following way. Find my page, Ben Simmons Radio, by searching on Facebook, and also at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. That's where most of the things you will need to be fully interactive on tonight's show, that's where you can find them. There are competitions, there are things you can enter, there are things you can do just to get involved, just to get a shout out on the radio. I say competitions, I have to point out, to be fair to everyone, there is no tangible prize in any of these competitions, but there is an element of, you know, trying to do your best against other people out there. And just knowing you can hold your head high if you're voted one of the winners towards the end of the show. And voted by who? Voted by me. I will be deciding another Legend of the Week for this 135th episode of the show that goes like this. Yeah, absolutely crazy. You could be LOTW135. Could it be you? We are going to be focusing a lot on Broadway musicals as well, because the 29th of September is Broadway Musicals Day. And also in the next few minutes, there will be a hotly contested poll going up on social media as well. So do look out for that. So much is going on. It's literally all happening. And we're going to have another track here from Madge. Madonna's Getting Us Going. If you're in South America, don't get tearful. That's all I'm going to say.
It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in.
FM. Well, we're getting emotive on here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Yes, there may well be a lot of show tunes, and I don't want to go all Elaine Page on you, but that is literally going to happen tonight. You may even hear tunes supplied by Elaine Page or featuring Elaine Page, so to speak. She hasn't sent me the track. I don't know that well, Elaine, but regardless. Yeah, that was Madonna and Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, from Evita, clearly. And then we had from Mamma Mia, Lay All Your Love On Me by ABBA. Why are we suddenly talking show tunes? Well, if you just joined us, the 29th of September is Broadway Musicals Day. So you're going to hear a lot of tracks that do feature very heavily in certain musicals. And I have asked my lovely Leg End listeners about their favourite musicals on the West End stage or on Broadway. And we've had some lovely examples sent in by you guys, so thanks very much for that. Feel free to keep doing so. As I'm sure many of my regular listeners will be aware, once the show starts, my Facebook feed starts to get quite cluttered with consistent posts, so you may have to scroll down to find things that were posted a few minutes back. But obviously I have asked for tonight's radio, what's your favourite musical? Comment below, there's a yellow background to it. Find that on my Facebook page, Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons, and you can make your comment and get it read out on the airwaves. And then I have shared the Mixcloud webcam feed as well to my Facebook profile. So if you're really desperate to see what's going on in the studio, please join that link. A few people are watching as of right now, I can see. So thank you very much. Eternally grateful for that. Nothing exciting as Trousergate going to go on in the studio today, but you may get the odd wave from me. And enjoy it. So that's just there while it lasts, basically. No, it's there for you to see what's going on, which is brilliant. But thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening and sharing part of your Tuesday evening with me. If you've made the dedication to actually be here live, it's wonderful. If you've joined late and thought, ugh, I've missed the first 20 minutes, and you have to have thought that, ugh, not, oh no, oh dear, crikey, cripes, heck, or any of those words, but, ugh. If you feel that frustrated, then it will be available from tomorrow morning on our website, on my blog page. If you search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening, you'll be taken to my Ben Simmons Phoenix FM page, where all my previous shows are up there. So you haven't missed out on anything. Do not panic, but you will have to wait till tomorrow morning. Right, I'm going to keep the tracks coming so I can squeeze in as many musical tracks as possible and also share some of your favourite musicals. And Shirley Ann Brown says the Rocky Horror Picture Show in first place for her, followed by Oliver. Lovely choice, Shirley Ann. Thank you very much for sending that in. And Mark Reed sends in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and Godspell. Absolutely good choices. I also adore Jesus Christ Superstar, Starlight Express and Jerry Springer the Opera. Quite a variety there, Mark. But again, thank you very much for sending those in. Now, some people might say it's a cop-out to play ABBA, but surely you can't argue with Evita there and Madonna. But now I'm going to play another one that could be considered to be a cop-out. But Thriller Live is a popular musical, has been on Broadway and in the West End. To that end, it's time to find a smooth criminal. Heart's beating faster. MJ's on his way.
I'm a carpet, stripping underneath the table. You can see she.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Michael Jackson's classic Smooth Criminal there then from Thriller Live. Now, I should issue a slight apology for people struggling to vote on my hotly contested poll here on the Facebook page on Phoenix FM. So, yeah, apologies for this. What's happened is I have posted the original poll in a Phoenix FM group which exists on Facebook, and therefore you can only vote on the poll if you are a member of that group. Already, quite a few members have voted. So just to point out, if you're on the my Facebook profile, then you will see a link to the poll there for asking about the differences between tea and coffee. And therefore, you need to join the Phoenix FM group on Facebook in order to be able to vote. So I will just find my correct... I had big issues last week. During my broadcast, Facebook updated its look for me. So it all went a bit wacky and a little bit crazy. I'm just going to get to the profile view that people see. Yes, so you will now see... Ben Simmons created a poll in Phoenix FM, which is underlined. So you can go to that Phoenix FM group and join the group. It is a public group, and you will surely be accepted, and therefore you will be able to vote. So huge apologies for that. My mistake. I will do my best. I've had some issues with polls recently. I wanted to get them back on the Facebook page, and I did it in the Phoenix FM group, not realizing the only people would be who'd be able slash eligible to vote would be people already in the group. So yes, but anyone can join. It's a public group. It's for everything going on here at Phoenix FM. I'm glad I've encouraged unwittingly people to join it, so please do so, and then you can vote on this really important hotly contested poll. If you could only keep one and lose the other forever, which do you choose, tea or coffee? It's a tough choice. I do appreciate that. That's the idea. It's my version of Sophie's Choice. It's the show that goes like this is Choice, which it doesn't quite roll off the tongue as well. But anyway, remember, you have to click on the Phoenix FM group and ask to join, be accepted, and then you can cast your vote. But I can tell you, tea is beating coffee at the minute. That's a surprise. Clearly, the British public, the show that goes like this, listening public, prefer tea to coffee at the moment. Right, let's get back to show tunes. It is Broadway Musicals Day. And now, from The Lion King, here's Elton.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can make
telescope moves us all in turn. There's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed Voyager beats in time with yours. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
XFM.
Oh yes, this is the show that goes like this. It's all got a bit ballady, hasn't it, in the first half hour of the show that goes like this. I will certainly agree there. We've now got Elton John and Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King, clearly. All right, we had Smooth Criminal before. It's not too ballady, but I know there's a couple of ballads coming up. Why? Because it's Broadway Musicals Day today on the 29th of September. Hugely exciting. Happy to play tracks that feature heavily in Broadway and West End musicals. Let's face it, most of the things that make it to the West End have also been on Broadway. So if you love your show tunes, most certainly keep it here. And clearly, a lot of my Leg End listeners do. You've sent in examples of your favourite musicals. I ask people to do this on my Facebook page, Ben Simmons Radio, if you want to get involved, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. And Rachel Woollett says this: Oliver is one of her favourites. Singing in the Rain, My Fair Lady, and On the Town. My wife Hayley loves On the Town. Rachel says, I was in an MRI machine for 45 minutes yesterday and sang songs from all of those to get me through it. Excellent. Great to hear. Not great to hear you're in an MRI machine, but great to hear that you got through it by singing show tunes. I had to have an MRI scan on a particular part of my head a few years ago because I had an ear issue. And they said, you don't just get to go in the tube thing like normal. You have to have an extra thing put around your head. So it wasn't even as claustrophobic as it is just normally. It was even more claustrophobic because I had this big kind of stool structure placed over my head. I was having to do some, as square breathing to help me stay calm in there, but it was all fine. I didn't sing songs from show tunes. Wish I'd thought of that, Rachel Willett. Good idea. My first ever school play performance was in Pygmalion. Obviously the play version of My Fair Lady, isn't it? So there you go. Always happy. See, you find out things about me. Always happy to share information about my life with my lovely Leg End listeners. Rachel says that. Mark Wall up in Norfolk says his favourite musical was Blood Brothers. He worked on it for 2 weeks and I'm not ashamed to say I cried every show. Well, thanks for sharing, Mark. That's beautiful. Lovely. And thanks for everybody being here this lovely Tuesday evening. What's coming next? Well, it's a song, another ballad, but it's a lovely ballad. It was even covered by an X Factor winner years later. This is from The Prince of Egypt, which I think it has been on the West End stage. Obviously started on Broadway as well. And it's got two marvellous singers coming together. It's Whitney. It's Mariah. Yes, so the title track from The Prince of Egypt, done covered by Leon Jackson, who won the X Factor. So this is When You Believe. Get ready to be inspired, get ready to be emotional, get ready to join in, harmonise, do whatever you can. Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey.
Anyone could hear.
Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Whitney and Mariah there from The Prince of Egypt, When You Believe. Do you think there's a version where they don't do all that vocal dexterity and trills, where they just do each note as a flat note? I can't see it myself, not with Whitney and Mariah. Oh no, it was like they were taking each other on at points during that song. But a lovely, lovely version, I'm sure you'll agree. I seem to remember Leon Jackson's version being quite nice when he won the X Factor as well. So, yes, great track, great musical. But we're moving on to another musical. Well, it was a film first, it's become a musical. Oh, yeah, you're copying out again. All right, don't worry about it. I'm going to get this on quite quickly. We're then going to get to thinking about Ben's impossible question for this week, which needs to be posted fairly soon. I have to say, in the hotly contested poll, tea is currently trouncing coffee by double the number of votes, which is incredible. If you do want to vote, you need to get yourself on my Ben Simmons Facebook page, on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. And because I've posted it in the Phoenix FM Facebook group, then you need to be a member of that group to vote. But you can just click on the Phoenix FM word where it says Ben Simmons created a poll, and you can join the group. It's a public group. Everybody is welcome, and I encourage you to do so. There's loads of great things, loads of interesting information on that Phoenix FM group, particularly if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas. But even if you're not, it's worth checking out too. So feel free to do that. Right, I'm going to keep the tracks coming so I don't get too far behind. And to that end, it's time for this effort from Aladdin, which is now a stage musical, fully fledged. Peebo Bryson, Regina Bell, take it away.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic void of you, no one to tell us no, or where to go, or say.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the classic A Whole New World from Aladdin by Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell there. Obviously, that has now been made into a stage musical. That was from the Disney film that came out in the early 90s. What a great track, though. Certainly evokes wonderful feelings for me. I always enjoy listening to it. Hope you did too. And this is the show that goes like this. How are we already 45 minutes into the show? Don't be so utterly ridiculous. It's been entirely pleasurable so far. I've got an awful lot of tracks to try and squeeze in, and at least 4, 5, 6, 7 more show tunes. But then there are other wacky holidays celebrated today. And would you believe I have got appropriate music for Goose Day, Confucius Day, National Mocker Day, National Coffee Day, and World Heart Day. Who'd have thought there was room for all that in the show that goes like this, as well as celebrity birthdays, Ben's Impossible Question, a hotly contested poll, and Legend of the Week. They're regular features, they're interesting, they're exciting, they're always different. It's all happening. Right, well, one thing's for sure, you won't be able to forget this show. Will Elaine Page, though? I mentioned her earlier. Let's test her memory.
Oh,
Phoenix FM.
Hasten to add, that was the Elaine Page version of Cats, taken from a performance many, many years ago, not the new film directed by Tobe Hooper, which was universally panned by critics. I have to admit, I haven't seen it. I've just seen images of Judi Dench looking bizarre as a cat, and James Corden as well. So, yes, there we go. However you feel about Cats, you can't argue that's not a great track from Elaine Page there, and Memory, of course, because the 29th of September is Broadway Musicals Day, so we are playing a lot of show tunes on the show that goes like this tonight. That's what happens on this programme. We can go in any direction based on whatever wacky holidays are occurring on that day and any tunes that are appropriate to that holiday. You can suggest some if you want to. You can drop me a line, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can WhatsApp us in the studio now as well on 07783627726. If you've joined us live and you'd like to see me in the studio, actually put a face to the voice. Or if you already know the face and you're just desperate to see it again, then we are streaming on Mixcloud Live. And that link has been shared on my Facebook profile. You may have to scroll down a little bit to find it. You can sign up to a free account for Mixcloud Live. You don't have to commit to anything financially. You can if you're, you can sign in with Facebook and do that kind of thing as well, so you don't actually have to give your email to Mixcloud Live directly. But yes, do find us on there. It's a little bit of extra fun. It's a little bit of extra interactivity. And we welcome all kinds of that, particularly on the show that goes like this. And there's so much going on this evening. So I have asked people earlier on to let me know their favourite musicals, because certainly much of this show is going to be dedicated to musicals. And many of you have done just that. Phil Lunn wrote in and said, Jesus Christ Superstar. Rachel Willett, amongst all the other ones, she said, Bless the Bride. If you need a song, there's one in that makes me cry every time. This is My Lovely Day. I'm not going to play that tonight, Rachel, because I don't want to make everyone cry. I don't want to know I've made you cry. But I will check out that track. This is My Lovely Day. Alan Pratt wrote in and said, Miss Saigon. What a great musical. Yes, absolutely. And Paul Milton has said, jointly, Wicked and Come From Away. I can't wait to see both of them again. Yes, Wicked, I'm sure many people know, is the kind of prequel to The Wizard of Oz, if you like, where you find out why the Wicked Witch of the West became the Wicked Witch of the West. Come From Away is brilliant. It sounds like it's going to be harrowing. It's based on events that occurred in the aftermath of 9/11, but it's not actually directly about that. It's about a small town that took in loads of people who had flights redirected to obscure places around America, because obviously all the airports were being closed in the wake of that horrendous event. And it's about how a town coped with a huge influx of people and brought people together, and they forged relationships. It's really, really brilliant, actually. Very heartwarming musical. My wife got me tickets to see that about 18 months ago, and it was absolutely brilliant. So, yes, I have also, while that last track was on, posted Ben's impossible question for this evening. So this is going to be tough. Obviously, some people may have inside information and have an unfair advantage. So therefore, if anyone can give more than one answer and combine correct answers, I'll be even more impressed. It's called Ben's impossible question because it's designed not to be easy. It's meant to be difficult. It's got its own jingle.
Not true.
Now, I have had listeners get in touch and say, because of the poll that I posted, having to be a member of the Phoenix FM group on Facebook, is that the case with everything that's going on tonight? No, it's not. It's just the poll. You have to join the Phoenix FM group to be able to vote. Everything else, you just have to be able to see my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page or my Ben Simmons personal Facebook page. And for my impossible question, I am asking you to name any of the musicals I performed in for my course at drama school. So basically, to be... Obviously, we studied lots of things from lots of different musicals, but what I'm talking about is the actual... We did a kind of half-year show in the run-up to Christmas that counted towards our final score, and we did an end-of-term show at the end of the year which obviously counted towards our final score. There was one performance in the half-year show that I'm thinking of and one performance in the end-of-year show that I'm thinking of, but other people may be able to get extra kudos points for knowing any extra little bonus bits that I appeared in. But I don't want someone to say, well, we sung this song 3 weeks into the course and then we sung this song 7 weeks into the course. I'm just talking about the kind of major shows that had an impact on our final grades on our postgraduate diploma course at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama. Yes, it was very grand. If you want to have a go, find the relevant place on my Facebook profile with the purple background, the white writing, the impossible question challenge. You have to comment below. Right, time for another track. Time for another effort from Elaine Page, which is a little bit crazy. Although she is joined on this track by Barbara Dixon. From the musical Chess. After this, it's going to get a lot less ballady. But I do love this one. I love the blend of their voices. And I just love the tune. It's nice to play on the piano as well. I should know. I know him so well.
Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situations must go wrong, but this has never yet prevented me wanting far too much for far too long. Looking back, I could have played it differently. But it took time to understand the man. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon from Chess. I know him so well. Great track. Always enjoyed listening to that one. I'm very glad to have you along tonight on the 29th of September, which is Broadway Musicals Day. If you're just joining and you've missed the first hour of the show, don't despair. From tomorrow morning, it will be available on the blog page on phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday night. It takes you to my Phoenix FM blog and all the posts I've made regarding to previous shows. So you will be able to find this from tomorrow morning. But thanks if you're here live. You do get clues to the impossible question if you're here live. You get to hear the jingle again, which is lovely.
Not true. That's impossible.
A couple of guesses have trickled in already to attempt to answer my impossible question. Name any of the musicals I performed in for my course at drama school. That means where actually the score mattered in terms of your performance. I'm talking about the end of term show we did before Christmas and the end of year show we did in the summer. We had two kind of major performances. There are two kind of major musicals I'm thinking of. And I say major, this is the clue. They're a little bit obscure. If nobody gets anywhere near, in about 15 minutes, I'll give more obvious clues, if you like. But all I'd say is they're not the kind of most popular musicals. We did have a few performances of lesser musicals, if you like, but still ones you will have heard of. Well, I'm expecting anyway. But if you just get one of them, you could win the Ben's Impossible Question tonight. And what about Legend of the Week? Well, that's all going to be revealed in about 15, 20 minutes' time as well. It's always all happening on here. I like to think it's interesting. I like to think it's constantly evolving. I like to think you're out there listening and enjoying. Let's hope so. Right, I promise not so much ballads from now on. So, okay then. Fans of the T-Birds, get ready to be excited.
Sandy?
Yes, John Travolta.
Tell me about it. Stir.
Yes, Olivia Newton-John. I'm not the one either of them want. They want each other, I think.
I got chills, they're multiplying. And I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
Shape up, 'cause I need a man, and my heart is set on.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. If you're just joining, you're thinking, what the heck is going on? It's normally a bit funkier than this. Well, there's a lot of show tunes on tonight's show. The 29th of September is Broadway Musicals Day. So we're keeping you entertained. Yes, it's very difficult to go and see musicals right now. Some are due to reopen, I believe, with social distancing in the theatres. But we're bringing them to you. We're bringing those fabulous show tunes to you live on the airwaves tonight on Phoenix FM. And we've heard things already from Evita, from Mamma Mia, from Thriller the musical, from The Lion King, from The Prince of Egypt, from Aladdin, from Cats, from Chess. And that one, you're the one that I want, from Greece. Absolutely wonderful. So there's still more to come, and we've got to talk about all the other wacky holidays as well. And we've got to reveal Legend of the Week. I'm saving that for a bit later so we don't exhaust all the interactivity on the show that goes like this. There's lots you can do. Remember, you can try and answer Ben's impossible question. You can vote on the hotly contested poll, although for tonight only. To do that, you have to join our Phoenix FM group on Facebook. At the moment, in the voting as it stands at the moment, if you can have one to keep and lose the other forever, which I think is a harsh choice, which would you choose, tea or coffee? And shockingly, 69% of the vote is with tea right now. I'm amazed. If you feel strongly about it, then there is a link on my Facebook profile. You can join the Phoenix FM group from there, which is public. And then you can cast your vote. So feel free to do just that. Right, let's keep the tracks coming. Obviously, they're all musical related throughout most of the show tonight. I've got how many more? One, two, three, four more related to musicals. And then we're going to get on to some other wacky holidays. But here's another one that you can't fail to enjoy. Yes, it's another bit of a cheat, because the track came out before there was ever a musical about it. Then a musical was made. All About Madness, featuring all their tracks. We all know this one, the classic, Our House.
Father wears his Sunday best, mother's tired, she needs a rest, the kids are playing up downstairs, sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. In the middle of our streets, our house. In the middle of our house. In the middle of our streets, our
house. Someone tells you that you've got to move.
In the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
In the middle of our
goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
For those of you trying to come up with an answer for Ben's impossible question, here is a chance to get a hint.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, this could be an interesting hint. If you look at where I've posted on Facebook the request to answer my impossible question, you'll see the answers given so far below. And Rachel Willett guessed Chicago. Bob Simpson guessed Annie. They're both incorrect. Then Barbara Ferry has put an incredibly long list of musicals. I'm not going to read them all out. All I'm going to say is if you're able to see those, none of those are correct. So of all the suggestions so far on the guesses on the Facebook profile, absolutely none of them are correct. Shocking, I'm sure you'll agree. If we get to about 25 past 7, I will give you even bigger clues, so get prepared for that. Right, let's have another track. Let's have one that, I absolutely love this song. You can't fail to enjoy it. And if you've seen Jersey Boys, you'll already enjoy the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Let's go back to, December 63.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and it's time for Legend of the Week news. What do you have to do to be Legend of the Week tonight? Well, here it is. Here is the crux of the request this evening, and I did not expect to be saying the word crux tonight, so apologies for that. To be Legend of the Week, you have to change one letter in the name of a musical to make it hilarious. So good luck with that. I'm sure many of you listening legends are extremely creative. You have to change one letter in the name of any musical to make it hilarious. You could remove it, you could add one, you could swap one for another one, whatever you like, but just one letter in the title of a musical. See if you can make it hilarious. The most hilarious that I see before I leave the airwaves this evening will be my Legend of the Week. I've just realised I've put it up twice on Facebook. I'm going to delete the second one. It has been shared to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well as my personal profile. So do check out both of them, and you have to comment in under the correct post in order to be eligible. We've still got time for celebrity birthdays. Don't worry about that. We've still got time to have a resolution for the hotly contested poll and the answers for Ben's impossible question. 41 and a half minutes left. How on earth is it all going to fit in? Don't you worry about that. I'll worry about that. Now it's time for a bit of Queen. Always good to have a track that is also the name of a musical. The classic We Will Rock You. Are we doing the arms on the webcam feed? Tune in.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it out.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Some people very keen to be involved in tonight's show. I love it when it gets interactive. There's an awful lot of posts been made during that last track. Thank you so much to everyone who's posted in the run-up to the show and during the show today. What else can I tell you about people's favourite musicals they were happy to share earlier? Siobhan Roxburgh says Return to the Forbidden Planet and Chicago. Nick Ashton says Les Mis, Phantom, War of the Worlds and Aladdin. Excellent choices. Rachel Willett's excited by War of the Worlds. My dad has voted as well and said South Pacific. Bit of an older one there. But if you want a clue to the Ben's Impossible question, not too dissimilar a time kind of scale to one of the answers for Ben's Impossible question. Horace Hotman has said 42nd Street and Oliver a close second. Jennifer Brisman has said Joseph, Phantom, Evita and Wicked. Guys, thank you so much for all your suggestions of your favourite musicals. Well, not really suggestions, just letting me know what they are, but that's brilliant. And I think now would be the correct time to try and squeeze in some celebrity birthdays. So, who was born on the 29th of September? Well, today, former Lovejoy actor and Deadwood actor Ian McShane is 78 today. Robert Webb of Mitchell & Webb is 48 today. Luke Goss of Bros is 52 today. Actress Emily Lloyd is 50. Runner Sebastian Coe and politician, of course, is 64 today. Singer Alfie Bowe is 47. Actress Patricia Hodge is 74. Singer and actress Suzanne Shaw is 39. Actor Mackenzie Crook is 49. And Jerry Lee Lewis is 85 today. And get this, had he survived, Horatio Nelson would have been 262 today. Those are the celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday on the 29th of September, then everyone here on the show that goes like this wishes you a very happy birthday as well. We've only got 37 minutes left of this programme. It is all happening. So much resolution needs to happen. You better keep it here. Now, I am putting to bed for the rest of this show musically the show tunes, which I realise is a little controversial. Oh, there's one more I meant to do. There's one more I meant to do, and I haven't done it. I'm saying I'm putting them to bed when I've got absolutely no intention of putting them to bed. I'm going to play one more for you. What am I doing? What's it all about? Well, it does help when musicals get made about songs that already kind of exist. And clearly, the Motown musical was an example of this. So therefore, I think it would be fabulous to now play a little bit of The Temptations.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, it certainly is. This is the show that goes like this. It's literally all happening. I feel like it's getting very busy towards the end of this show. Barbara Ferry is still desperately trying to select musicals that I studied whilst at drama school. Unfortunately, B, I'm sorry, but you still haven't got any of them right. I did promise I'd give more obvious clues. And all I'm going to say is one is not his most obvious, but one was a Stephen Sondheim musical. and one is Rodgers and Hammerstein. That's all I'm going to say. Surely now, if you actually tuned in listening, that will make a big difference to the guesses coming in for Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
And at the moment, it looks like a two-horse race for Legend of the Week between Rachel Woollett and Nick Ashton. Facing off against each other, there's some excellent suggestions. To be my Legend of the Week tonight, you have to change one letter in the name of a musical to make it hilarious. Check out my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook, and you will find all the things you can do and be interactive. There is also the post to guess your answer to the impossible question. There is also where we can have a look at the poll, where incredibly two-thirds of the vote, tea over coffee, have gone to tea. I thought with all the coffee shops around the nation now, we'd become a nation of coffee drinkers. Still, everyone loves that good old-fashioned English cup of tea. So there we go. But you could still change that. You can still cast your vote. Do check it all out on my Facebook profile. We've got to reveal the answer to the impossible question coming shortly, and we've got to reveal Legend of the Week, and we've got just about half an hour to do it all in. So stay tuned. There's going to be great music coming as well. Now, I did promise to move away from show tunes. We had The Temptations and My Girl, which obviously wasn't a show tune when it originally came out. But thanks to Motown the Musical, I've been able to squeeze it in to this Broadway Musicals Day episode of the show that goes like this. But remember, I do like to celebrate other holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast. It isn't just Broadway Musicals Day. Oh no, ladies and gentlemen, in a long list of kind of irrelevant holidays, what about this one? Is this something anyone actively needs to celebrate? The 29th of September is Goose Day. Haven't made it up. Yes, they get their own day. You get Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, Christmas Day, Easter, relative religious holidays throughout the year, depending on your faith. All very important, but the 29th of September is Goose Day. I'm going to do it again. Goose Day. How on earth can I find a track that aptly links to Goose Day? Well, did anybody think of this one when I said Goose Day? Do you know what's coming? Bette Midler, has she ever sung about geese? Oh yes, she has.
It must have been cold there in my shadow. Never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine. That's your way. You always walk a step behind. So I was the one with all the
you ever know that you're my
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and rather excitingly, I can now reveal that somebody has got right both the answers I was considering to Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible!
Well, it can be impossible, but she's worked it out. Congratulations to Barbara Ferry! Well done, B. Yes, you have got it right. You got there eventually. The two musicals that I got kind of marked on for performing in during my time at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama postgraduate diploma course in acting and musical theatre. I can still say it. Was Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic Carousel. And then by Stephen Sondheim, the lesser known Assassins. Yes, which were incredibly brilliant musicals. And Assassins focused on all people who'd attempted to or successfully assassinated presidents of America throughout history, which is a little bit bizarre and macabre, but made for an interesting story. It has some great songs in it. And then this is going to upset Barbara Ferry, although you're clearly must be delighted to have won Ben's impossible question this evening. Obviously, from Carousel, you do have the classic, "When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high." I won't do the rest. I know you're an Arsenal fan. apologies to all Arsenal fans. I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm a bit smug after last night. 3 wins from 3 at the start of the season. But Arsenal are on the way up, I'm sure, under Arteta. So, yes. Right, let's get another track on. I have to say, some of your suggestions for Legend of the Week are making me really, really laugh here at the studio. You can probably see if you've got the Mixcloud Live webcam feed open as well. I'm occasionally chuckling to myself. That's because of your suggestions of titles of musicals with one letter changed to make them hilarious. Keep them coming. Somebody who sent one in will be Legend of the Week. It is no longer a Rachel Woollett and Nick Ashton double bill. There have been a lot more suggestions, but I have to say both you guys massively brilliant efforts so far. Right, here's another track. Now, what else is it on the 29th of September? Well, it's Confucius Day today, the ancient Chinese philosopher who spoke incredible words of wisdom. And I think it's fair to say that he virtually had China in his hand. I'm not even slightly sorry.
Was the thing she had on the scheme he had told in a foreign land to take life on earth to the second birth, and the man was in command. It was a flight on the wings of a young girl's dreams that flew too far away. Don't push too
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it most certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this. That was To Power and China in Your Hand in honour of Confucius. The 29th of September is Confucius Day. After the next track, and I don't normally do this early, I'm going to have to start reading out some of your answers for Legend of the Week, because genuinely hilarious. I don't think it's ever caught the imagination quite like this towards the end of an episode of the show that goes like this. We've had over 40 entries to be Legend of the Week tonight, which is marvellous. So thank you so much for that. Very, very appreciative of you guys getting involved and giving me a good laugh as well. If you just tuned in, you're wondering what you need to do. Well, get yourself onto social media. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page and Ben Simmons is my personal profile. It's on there. You have to change one letter in the title of a musical in an attempt to make it hilarious. Some of them, I don't think, can be broadcast on the radio, but they are hilarious anyway. But very well done to everybody. Now, also on the 29th of September, it is National Mocker Day. You know, not just coffee, not just hot chocolate, put them together. Now, I remembered a line in this song, which is coming up, where Ricky Martin talks about a lady whose skin is the colour of mocha, which is a sort of Cuban slash American way of saying mocha, I believe. So let's get crazy. Let's live the crazy life. Ricky, can you put that in Spanish for us?
Superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall. She's in some new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. City. In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. It should make you go insane.
Phoenix FM.
Ricky Martin there with the classic Living La Vida Loca. Now, as the show draws to a close this evening, and before Rob Harvey comes in with Synth City at 8 o'clock, if I can say it, he'll be in from 8, then Ian Lee in from 10 with Hey Hey, It's the 60s Show. So keep it here on Phoenix FM, even once I leave you. But we've got to decide on Legend of the Week. And to that end, I'm going to read out some of your suggestions now, because there are too many to read out just in the run-up to deciding. It's going to be one of the toughest things to decide. I mean, they're all brilliant. If you've bothered to put anything down, many of them have made me laugh. How on earth can I decide which is the best? Well, that's what I've let myself in for by running this non-tangible prize award. Who on earth will it be? Well, the first few, Rachel Willett and Nick Ashton, really got going very well. And Rachel even sent me a message saying, you can't see us, but we're sat on the sofa next to each other trying to out-musical each other. Very impressive efforts. Remember, you've got to change one letter in the title of a musical to make it hilarious. Rachel weighed in with Beauty and the Yeast. I love it. Nick Ashton with the very politically incorrect Oklahoma. Rachel came back with the now Christmas musical, The Greatest Snowman. Excellent. Another one which I can't read out on the airwaves. You'll have to go on Facebook if you want to see it. Nick came back with Charlie and the Chocolate Fartery, which sounds very worrying. Rachel came back with Jersey Boggs. Brilliant. Loved that. And then Nick Ashton with Mary Poopins. It's getting a lot of toilet humour in your household. Also, Nick Ashton said Aladdin. I like that. That's a good one. Good effort there. My dad came in with Moulin Gouge. Horrendous idea there. That's Nicole Kidman having a high heel incident, I'm sure. David Popey instead of Annie with Arnie, which I can now just picture Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to sing The Sun Will Come Up Tomorrow. And then Bob Simpson, fellow Phoenix FM presenter, wants to write a musical about a filthy surgeon working on a boil, Dirty Lancing. Brilliant, brilliant. Another one from my dad that can't be read out on the airwaves. Alex Kafetzoglu says, Saturday Night Fiver. Very nice. And its sequel, Staying Olive. That's all very wacky. Nick Ashton with some more toilet humour, Fartasia. Danny Rogers with Bats instead of Cats. Then we've had Maria on the Isle of Wight do something similar. Suggest We Will Mock You, which was excellent. And then she's been inspired by Cats and suggested Fats about Fats Domino, Hats about milliners, Cars instead of Cats about Lewis Hamilton's achievements. Rats, yes, scheming rodents, all very, very good suggestions. More coming soon. I've got to pick a winner. It's going to be extremely difficult. Now, also the 29th of September is World Heart Day. If you have a broken heart, Tony Braxton can unbreak it.
Tell me now.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and now then, an extremely difficult job. Let me just tell you some more of the entries that have come in to try and be Legend of the Week. Changing one letter in the name of a musical to make it hilarious. Horace Hopman with the truly gross Sound of Mucus. Oh, yeah, I don't like that. Rachel Willett back in with an American in Parts, which is excellent. Some kind of surgical musical there. Alex Caffert-Zogley with a brilliant The Jungle Bonk. Yes, we'd all like to see that. Rachel Willett then with Avenue K, Avenue B. Yep, there's a whole host of possibilities there. Peter Moore rejecting Wicked and going for Wicker. Is that a musical of The Wicker Man or about the life of Alan Wicker? Alex Caffert-Zogley back in with Annie Get Your Gum, which I very much like. And then Annie Get Your Gin. Very good. Duncan Borick came in with the hilarious My Bear Lady. David Popey weighed in with the slightly pathetic Silly Elliot, although Rachel Willett liked it. Duncan Borick back with Kinky Boats. Rachel Willett with Flood Brothers. Nick Ashton with Minging in the Rain. And then my dad, which does genuinely make me laugh, Seven Brides for Seven Brothels. That's excellent. The Lion Ting from Duncan Borick, yeah, getting a bit street there. David Popey rejecting Chess and changing to Chest, which could be an entirely different musical. Oh, there's so many to pick from. There's Lady and the Trump, The Socky Horror Show, The Lizard of Oz, A Chorus Wine. Brilliant. Oh, dear. I can't even go through them all. The Hound of Music, The Bonk of Mormon. They're all coming. There's over 60 entrants for Legend of the Week, although I'm truly sorry to everybody that bothered to enter. But my Legend of the Week, and he maybe had the idea with something I read out earlier, he's then come back in, David Popey with Arnie Get Your Gun. Absolute classic. Well, hugely well done to David Popey. Somebody had to win, other people had to lose, but you're all winners tonight. There were so many brilliant suggestions. That's probably one of the hardest Legend of the Week decisions I have ever had. But David Popey with the Schwarzenegger musical, Arnie Get Your Gun, absolutely brilliant, brilliant suggestion, but so many of them were. And a huge thanks to anybody who's been involved in the show tonight, sending in suggestions, getting involved in the hotly contested poll. Tea has trounced coffee as the leg end listener's favourite drink here on the show that goes like this. And I'm going to play out with a track that is the opening track from a wonderful musical. If you haven't seen it and we're allowed back into theatres anytime soon, I heartily recommend Hamilton. All about the life of Lewis. Now, Alexander Hamilton.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore, and a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
The $10 founded father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being the self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained on man. Saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain. And he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Mother word got around, he
said, this kid is insane, man. Look up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father slipped full of debt, ridden 2 years later, see Alexander's mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their room sick. The scent thick, and Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
left him with the cousin. The cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy's saying,
Thomas, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead or destitute without a sense of restitution. Started working, working for his late mother's landlord. Reading sugar, cane, and rum, and all the things he can't afford. Every book he can get his hands on. Heading for the future, see him now as he stands on the bow of a ship. Heading for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
In New York, you can be a new man. In New York, you can be a new man.
Damn fool, shot him.